The United States House of Representatives is debating an omnibus drug bill and expects to pass the measure tomorrow. Though the bill has attracted strong bipartisan support, NPR's Cokie Roberts reports the debate on the issue points up the differences between political parties.
When Congress returned from the 4th of July recess, House Speaker Tip O'Neill said there was only one thing members were talking about in the cloakroom, drugs. The Democrats quickly pulled together chairmen from 12 different committees to craft a drug package. Then, stung by criticism that they were acting in a partisan fashion, the Democratic leaders invited the Republicans to join them in the newly declared war on drugs. So when the bill came to the House floor today, the party leaders led off debate. Texas Democrat Jim Wright.
It's time to declare an all-out war, to mobilize our forces, public and private, national and local, in a total coordinated assault upon this menace, which is draining our economy of some $230 billion this year, slowly rotting away the fabric of our society, seducing and killing our young. That it will take money is hardly debatable. We can't fight artillery with spitballs.
The question of just how much money this measure will cost has not been answered to the satisfaction of all members. Democrats say it's $1.5 billion over 3 years, with almost $700,000 for next year. Republicans claim the price tag will run higher and are trying to emphasize other aspects of the drug battle, aspects which they think play better in Republican campaigns. Minority Leader Robert Michael.
The ultimate cure for the drug epidemic must come from within the heart of each individual faced with the temptation of taking drugs. It is ultimately a problem of character, of willpower, of family and community and concern and personal pride.
Among other items, the bill before the House increases penalties for most drug-related crimes, sets a minimum jail term of 20 years for drug trafficking and manufacturing, authorizes money for the Drug Enforcement Administration and prison construction, beefs up the ability of the Coast Guard and Customs Service to stop drugs coming into this country, and creates programs for drug education. The various sections of the measure give House members ample opportunity to speak on an issue where they want their voices heard. Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski was nominated for the Senate yesterday. Today, she spoke to the part of the bill which funds drug eradication programs in foreign countries.
When we fought yellow fever, we didn't go at it one mosquito at a time. We went right to the swamp. That's what the foreign affairs section of this legislation will do. It will go to the swamps where cocaine is either grown, refined, or manufactured.
Republican Henson Moore is running for the Senate in Louisiana. He spoke to the part of the drug bill which changes the trade laws for countries which deal in drugs.
We're moving to stop something that's absolutely idiotic. It needs to be stopped. The situation of where a country can sell legally to us on the one hand and illegally to us under the table, selling drugs in this country, poisoning our young people and our population.